We are going to head down into the Geelong rooms now because I believe we've got Mark Blitzarves on the line now. Mark, thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you so much, guys. Yeah, I was right with it. It was pretty hard fought. We were able to kick a couple of goals early, which was good for us. We started a few of the JLT games poorly, so to get a good first quarter out of the way like that was really pleasing.
Yeah, never coming across, it's never an easy first up game over here in Perth, but the withdrawal of Zach Smith before the game obviously left you a little bit short in the ruck, but the midfield, really, there was a really even contribution which helped get you over the line.
Yeah, exactly right. I think big obviously raps to Sal and Danger, but especially George as well, Horn Smith. He's been fantastic in the pre-season, and there's a little bit of focus for us. Obviously, Sandy's in great form, so Reece and I just need to compete as hard as we can and hopefully give the mids the best opportunity they could, and I thought they were fantastic tonight.
Mark, Luke McFarlane here. Congratulations on the result this evening. How did you value Tom Hawkins' game tonight? We spoke a bit about him in the box here, but what did it feel like out there with his presence up forward?
Yeah, he's moving really well, Hawkey. He's just looked at me then, actually. Yeah, just his contest work as well. He's getting in the right spots, and we're not asking for him to mark it every time, but we just don't want him to get out marked. So I thought he was fantastic in his follow-up, and he's just moving a lot better than he has in past seasons, so it's great to see.
Mark, congratulations on your performance and for the team. Glenn Jakovich here. Chris Scott, I guess he would have put the asset on a few players. Your second-rung players certainly stood up last night, and really he gave a chop-out to Selwood and Dangerfield. You know what those two are going to bring, but I just thought Lincoln McCarthy, 3 goals, Nakia Cocker, 2, and Parfit Brandon, an exciting player. They really shared the workload.
Yeah, they really did. We put it to our small forwards as well to apply as much pressure as they can, and I thought Parf was fantastic in his first game. He loved it out there, he said. And yeah, just the pressure they were able to put on, and as you said, we know what Danger and Sal are going to give us, but it's those second-tier players that really need to step up, and that'll go a long way to a consistent year.
Mark Reddings here. Lots of talk about Stephen Motlop at the footy club and where he was at. A few question marks raised over the summer, but 3 goals tonight, obviously a slight change of role for him. But if he's on song, if he's at his best, he's surely one of the weapons that your football club has every week.
Oh, for sure. He's so hard to defend. We've matched up on a few times at training on the wing, and just his speed and the way he reads the ball is amazing. So he's worked really hard over the pre-season. He knows exactly where he's at, and he's flying at the moment. So it's been a bit of a change of role, but we just need him to play consistent team football, and he showed that tonight.
Mark, you were knocked out of the prelim final last year. It was a hard loss, a devastating loss. You've had the whole summer to think about it. What's been the key message from Geelong and Chris Scott on how Geelong can go one step better?
Yeah, it's obviously a bit disappointing with the prelim results, but just consistency and that ruthlessness, I think. Again, that first quarter against Sydney let us down and a bit in the JLT series, so that's one thing we need to focus on is just playing consistent football all around the ground and not leave it up to our senior players and our stars, if you like, of the team. So, as you mentioned before, the second tier players standing up in the contest, and if we're strong around the ball, then hopefully our transition and our result takes care of itself.
Mark, a fair bit of physical attention being put into Nat Fyfe throughout the evening from yourself and others. Was that a team focus tonight to try and get into the head of the Fremantle captain?
Just their whole midfield. With Sandy back, they get first use, and the delivery's amazing. So we wanted to get stuck into their whole midfield, and Fyfe was one of them. Unfortunately, I was hanging off the back of him 3 or 4 times and gave away a couple of frees, which I'll look at. But, he was one of the focus. I thought he still had a great game and a big influence, but we'll take the win, which is good.
Well, Mark Blitzov, just before we let you go, you were one of the best exponents of Fur Man Up last year. Did you have to stop and check yourself a couple of times tonight when you weren't the primary ruckman?
That's very good. I've got my head very much around the rule that I'm not allowed to jump into anyone when I'm not the ruckman, so I try and stay away as far as possible.
Thank you very much, mate. I think Ty Vickery didn't quite get that sorted out the other night, but glad to see that you have. Well done on the win tonight, mate. Enjoy the flight back as much as you can, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Cheers, fellas. Thanks.
Mark Blitzarves there from the Geelong Cats, and a mighty effort from them tonight. We'll get down into the Fremantle rooms.